This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A border crossing between the U.S. and Canada has been closed after a vehicle exploded at a checkpoint on a bridge near Niagara Falls, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The FBI's field office in Buffalo said in a statement that it was investigating an explosion on the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the two countries across the Niagara River. Photos and videos taken by news organizations and posted on social media showed a security booth that had been singed by flames and debris on the roadway. Governor Kathy Hochul said she had been briefed on the incident and was closely monitoring the situation. The Rainbow Bridge is one of four border crossings connecting Ontario to western New York. Officials said the other crossings had also been closed and security had been beefed up at the airport. Julie Walker, New York.
Israel's chief military spokesperson said on Wednesday evening the war in Gaza would continue until the pause brokered between Hamas and the Israeli government begins. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told the briefing the army did not know when the shooting would stop. Under Wednesday's temporary pause deal, Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas agreed to a four-day pause in fighting to allow the release of 50 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for 150 Palestinians imprisoned in Israel and the entry of humanitarian aid into the enclave. Pope Francis met separately with relatives of Israeli hostages in Gaza and Palestinians living through the war and set off a firestorm by using words that Vatican diplomats usually avoid: terrorism, and according to the Palestinians, genocide. He held the meetings before his weekly general audience Wednesday.